Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. It is indeed a shout-out Friday from the 682. Can you give a shout-out to my wife, Lindsay, who turned 30 on Tuesday? Can't wait to celebrate you this weekend. That sounds like a blast. And then let's go to the 972. This is per one of our older conversations. I want to give a shout-out to my wife, who I had in my phone as Big Booty Brooke until we got married, and now it says the wife. So that was based on a, man, I really should have thought that through a little bit better.
You made it.
That was based on a conversation we had earlier about like how people get labeled in your phone for a while. All right.
I got to go through my phone now.
Yeah, I'll make some updates. What's the Super Bowl that you're rooting for? And then what's the Super Bowl that you're predicting we are going to get? Because mine are definitely different. And I think in terms of the Super Bowl that I'm rooting for, I'm going to go with Washington and Buffalo. Now, we had this conversation yesterday, and Marlon Humphrey is like, I want the Chiefs to lose because I'm a straight-up hater. I could see that. You could put me in the hater category as well. And I also feel bad for Buffalo because they've been there four times in a row, and now it's been forever since they've been back, and they've never won a Super Bowl. So I would like to see Washington and Buffalo. I'm stronger on that NFC stance than I am AFC because I don't hate like the Chiefs. I hate the Philadelphia Eagles just as a matter of sports rivalry. So the one I'm rooting for is Washington and Buffalo. What about y'all?
I have a phone number that says Angie Special Massage, and I have no clue what that means or who.
I think you should call it.
I kind of want to know what the massage is.
Special.
Yeah. I think so. We had a Tolo that used to come to events, and she gave massages. Mm-hmm. Is that the number? I don't remember. Anyway, what was the question?
I want to know. I wish there was a timestamp for when you saved this in your phone, and it was like, oh yeah, on a break.
I haven't been on. I haven't had this phone, these contact lists.
Okay.
I've had it only since I've been married.
Okay.
So there's no while we were on a break.
The question to start is, what is the Super Bowl you're rooting
for? The one I'm rooting for.
Not the one you think's going to happen.
Washington, Kansas City, honestly, because I'm rooting for a Washington team this year. They did something special. I want to see that thing go over the top. But in order to like really put that stamp down, Jaden doing it against Mahomes and winning against Mahomes.
Yeah.
Like that would be a whole new, hold on. Has he taken the stage from him? And now we're starting to talk about where Mahomes was whenever he was taking the stage from Brady. You know, you start getting that conversation going. So I am rooting for that because I want to see that. So that's what I'm rooting for, Kevin.
Okay.
Is the Washington and Kansas City. Mostly I want to see Kansas City, that storyline of trying to get the third one, but I also want to see the rookie try to win a Super Bowl. Like I think that's special.
Alec, what are you rooting for the Super Bowl matchup?
I'm rooting for the same exact matchup as you. I do want to see the Bills and the Commanders go at it. One, because screw Philly. And two, I talked about it a little bit yesterday. I just love the coach and the human that Dan Quinn is.
Yeah.
And I think it would be a lot cooler to go buy trading cards from him this weekend if, you know,
okay.
I'm telling him that I'm hyping him up to make the Super Bowl. But mainly because I have no idea who would win that game.
Okay.
I feel like the other matchups, I at least have a gut feeling. In that one, I have no clue because the Commanders have shown you some really amazing things. They've shown you some really bad things this season. And that Buffalo defense is still very sketch to me. So I have no idea who would win that game. And I feel like I would be the most locked in on that matchup.
Some very fair points here from the 972. Don't tell Woolchuck you hate the Chiefs. And from the 682, nah, you hate the Chiefs, man. Be honest with yourself. I do not hate the Chiefs. What I hate is this idea that they run a squeaky clean organization. Like, that's my only issue. Because if people think the Cowboys are a trash organization because they put trash out on the field and they think they run their salary cap stupidly and they can't find a... Like, that's all fine. I have an issue with any of that, and the Chiefs do that so great. But when people are like, the Cowboys are trash because I think Jerry Jones has a secret daughter. Okay, fine. But then you should also think the Chiefs are trash off the field because some of the really awful things that they've been involved with. That is my only point of contention about that. All right.
Kevin, as I was looking through, I have a Brandon Hurtado. He works at Hurtado, so I think that's why I left Hurtado on there for Brandon.
But it's not just a worker at Hurtado named Brandon, because then you'd have to put that in parentheses.
I think that's what it is. Yeah, he works at Hurtado, so I just left it as Brandon Hurtado.
I think that is actually his name.
What?
Here's how the votes are going.
He makes good barbecue.
How many states out of 50 do you think are rooting for the Eagles?
Zero. Pennsylvania.
Okay, well, yeah.
One. Three.
Okay.
One.
Three is the correct answer. Pennsylvania's one. Since you said it, Alec, now I'm going to put you to the test. What are the other two states that are rooting for the Eagles?
I'm going to say a state south of Pennsylvania and then a state like west. I don't know.
I'm going to need you to be more specific than a vague geographical description.
I have no clue. Maybe Nevada. Why not? Because Vegas.
You should have stuck close. Delaware and New Jersey.
Nobody lives there.
It's fair.
Well, New Jersey, a lot of people live there.
I've been to Delaware. Not a lot of people live there.
Nobody
That's
even
fair.
Knows.
All right, so Delaware, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. How many of the 50 states do you think are rooting for the Chiefs?
Probably three.
Oh, still low.
Yeah, because I think that people are kind of tired of the Chiefs at this point.
Maybe I'd go more like 20.
Well, Alec, you're going to look really foolish on this one because the answer is four.
Wow. We're both idiots.
Iowa.
I'm okay with that.
Kansas, Missouri, and Nebraska. So obviously proximity is
furniture store
is really taken over. It is. That's true. For the Commanders, it ups to 10. And if you want to throw in Washington, D.C., I would assume is rooting pretty heavily
for
them.
Why don't we make that a state? Just so it's not confusing to the elementary kids.
That's fair. But then you got to let them get their voting representation in as well.
Why don't we let them have that?
Look, that is a great question. That's probably not for us to disseminate right here and right now. So the Eagles, three states are rooting for them. The Chiefs, four. The Commanders, 10.
Good
and
night.
The Commanders are the first team that really picks up like your random outlier states. We're like, hey, we're just rooting for them because we like them. That means all the other states, 33 other states, are rooting for the Bills. So two-thirds of the states are rooting for the Bills. One-third are rooting for all the other teams combined.
Listen, man, that Bills-Chiefs one is very difficult to pick when it comes to the rooting interest because the Bills team is very fun. Their offense is an absolute blast. They play the game the way you want to see the game be played. So like that one, that is a very thin margin, Kevin, for the one I want to see being the Chiefs. It's very thin between Buffalo and Kansas.
Okay, I got that. And I just wanted, if you need another reason to root for the Commanders, I don't know that you do, but if you want to, look at the story of Jonathan Allen. So Jonathan Allen was told in October, you're done for the rest of the year because you have a torn pectoral muscle. We see that all the time. Injuries are devastating in sports. But then when they went, you know how we talk about like, oh, the surgery went well and everything like that.
Yeah.
So doped up on anesthesia and in the post-operative recovery room, Allen heard the surgeon say that the muscle was only 20% torn. But is that
really 20?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, woohoo. But is that really what happened, or was he drugged up and thinks that what happened? So it took him a minute to, if you've ever had surgery, I'm sure it takes you a little bit to get back to like feeling your full senses. And he was like, hold on. Talk to the surgeon again. The surgeon said, yes, that is correct. So he's back this season playing right now. And the doctors have said, hey, I hear you, but you probably still shouldn't be playing because you could re-tear it. You could tear the whole thing. You could face another injury and all of that.
Be careful, man.
And he said, that's fine. And he goes, it's their job to protect me. And he goes, it's not my job to protect them. And he goes, so I'm going to go out there and I'm going to play. And then just think about how impressive this statement is. I'd be lying if I said it was easy, but if it was easy, everybody would do it. Peck or no peck, everybody at this point of the season is beat up and hurt and playing through something.
Mike, throat or no throat.
His surgically repaired peck that the doctor's like, hey, you can play. Maybe you shouldn't play. And he's like, no, man, we're in the NFC Championship game. I'm going to play.
I'll pay you for another surgery, doc. Don't worry about it.
Yes.
And once I get this Super Bowl under my belt, though.
And by the way, if you need more respect for him, I think he's out of or almost out of guaranteed money left on his contract. So, like, if they were to move on from him after this year, it's like a $6 million dead cap charge. I'm not saying that that would happen, but even more impressive that he's like, I'm covered for a couple more years. He's like, no, I might need to get paid after this year.
Kevin, I know we're kind of sitting here saying and suggesting the only real thing that is true, though, is that the Eagles are going to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
And do you want to know why?
Probably we should. Personally, I don't, but that's also the Super Bowl I did pick. I think we're going to get is Philly and Buffalo. Mm-hmm. I hope I'm wrong about that.
In 1984, Vic Fangio was a defensive assistant for the Philadelphia Stars. The Stars won the USFL championship that year. He was a defensive consultant with the 2022 Eagles. The Eagles won the NFC championship and then lost the Super Bowl to the Chiefs. And now he's their defensive coordinator.
Oh.
Anytime that Vic Fangio has been associated with Philadelphia teams, they have gone to the Super Bowl. So that's the way that this one's going to go, man.
Okay.
It's all on the shoulders, the sturdy, meaty, girthy shoulders of Vic Fangio.
No, if I love all of that. But I'm going to say the Super Bowl we do get. So my prediction is I'm going to go Philly-Buffalo. I hope I'm wrong. We said what you're rooting for. What do you think we're actually going to get Super Bowl?
I think we're going to get that's that one.
Philly-Buffalo?
I do think we're going to get that. I am very curious, and Sean keeps bringing it up. I'm very curious the extent of the injury to Jalen Hurts. They've done a very good job of keeping that. But, man, at the end of that game, he didn't look like he was as capable of doing the things that he wanted to do. And I'm very curious how much that's going to limit them.
Okay.
And if Washington can go out there and be themselves, that's going to be a tough game. But I think they have the better talent on that team right now.
Alec, what say you?
I think that we are going to get Kansas City, Philadelphia. I just think that the Chiefs are inevitable at this point, as much as I've gotten off that bandwagon and don't really enjoy watching them make it every single year anymore. I think it's going to happen again, and I think Philly is just more well-rounded, unfortunately, on the field that they're going to get it done.
I think I would be pretty jazzed up for the Washington-Kansas City Super Bowl, because you know one way or another, whether it's first rookie quarterback to make it to the Super Bowl, let alone perhaps win the Super Bowl, or your first ever Super Bowl three-peat, I think that would be pretty cool. For Philly and Kansas City, I'd be like,
I will say this. Adrian's excited.
For the Chiefs?
She's like, is Taylor, do you think she's going to be in New Orleans that week?
Yeah, I do.
I'm like, I don't have. We never saw. So, because Kevin, we didn't see her in Vegas because she was still on tour.
True.
Now her tour's over. She can do whatever she wants.
That is true.
She can spend the whole week at Jackson Square with us.
I mean,
that's in New Orleans.
We'll see.
Who knows?
We can make
that
happen.
It could be her.
Okay.
It could be. It could be anybody. It could be Shaq. You know, nobody knows who we might see on Radio Row. Mm-hmm.